So they intend the only harvest of our pain to be division. Let's flip that. Let's make our harvest mutual aid. Much of the work of analysis that we need to proceed to our freedom has been done by honest folks with heart who are still with us, and many more among the ancestors. They've given us the heads up we need to not repeat the same mistakes endlessly. In recent and upcoming shows, we're discussing how it happened that our resistance consistently got directed down the false path of claiming the state, what we've been calling in these shows the strategy, fix the state. To offer nothing but this as a strategy at this moment in our human story is worse than fatuous. It reeks of power's direct guidance. By profound happenstance, the radio program that followed that show told the story of a growing apathy among our sisters and brothers in Nigeria who have lost yet more children to the paid cogs of the global state machine. But imagine if we join hands with all of our sisters and brothers of African ancestry, with all we children of Mother Africa. And think about it, who is not? What could we do? What could we not? Once we start addressing the true, the actual and same motive forces that stand lurking behind all of our lives across state. We know the Nigerian government, but a tool, true, of the global state statesman, stands behind this kidnapping and many, many other atrocities. This past April, our brothers and sisters in Nigeria had a movement too. It was called Bring Back Our Girls. And now, and since, continuously more children are taken and the people are growing sad, which is all part of a larger plan of the global state statesman to demoralize Mother Africa. Imagine, though, the mutual boost in our spirits if we helped each other. How? The general strike.